T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Chris Henry joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Indian Music City by Bobby Bear Jr. Definitely one of the best Nashville songs. I was going to do Hey Pretty Boy by Todd Snyder, probably my favorite Nashville song, but that had some language problems. I am currently in Nashville, Tennessee.
And what are you doing in Nashville?
Just taking a couple days, get out of town. My wife is home. My son's on spring break. So when we get back to town, we're putting him to work for the rest of the week on the house. So we're going to get him out of town and have a little fun first.
So what will you do in Nashville?
So we came in yesterday. We dropped off a trunk load of books and CDs and puzzles and stuff at McKay's that we're selling.
Yeah.
And then we, what did we do? We went and played putt-putt at Putt Shack. Putt Shack, which I gather is like Top Golf for putt-putt. And then we had dinner.
Good place?
It was a little confusing. I think I would understand it better if I went back again, now that I sort of know how it works. It's a little crowded, a little chaotic. I tend to like more leisurely outdoor putt-putt. This was a little, lights and bells and whistles and like the whole shebang. After that, we walked right across the street and had dinner at Shohan's Ale House, which is an Indian fusion place that we all really like. My son had never been there, but the rest of us really like in town. Then we retired early to watch the Oscars. And then today, we're staying right next to the Frist Art Museum, and it turns out they have an exhibit on modern Southern art. And my wife and I are both into that, so we're going to check that out. And we're going to do some kind of escape room, and wherever my son wants to eat for lunch and dinner, we'll do that.
Well, that sounds great. All right, so you watched the Oscars. What did you think of the production?
I thought it was good. It was pretty low-key, which I'm fine with. I like Jimmy Kimmel as sort of a low-key, keep-it-moving kind of host.
Right.
I thought the awards were fine. I don't think I had a problem really with anything. I didn't really like that it started an hour early because I missed the first 20 minutes when we were eating dinner.
Yeah.
But I liked that it didn't. I liked it ended a little bit early, so if they can kind of sort of like, nibble at the edges of that, I'm cool with it. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah, I was kind of stunned. I'm like, oh, wait, it's on already. I missed the first 5 minutes, and then I didn't realize it was starting earlier. And so then I did catch up midway through the opening monologue, which was fine. And the I'm Just Ken was fun. I mean, Ryan Gosling can sing. Like, that guy, I mean, I'm not like whatever, but for an actor, he can sing. That was fun.
I guess that would be my one nitpick in terms of the awards, which is a common nitpick a lot of people have, but I'm just going to go with the crowd on that one.
Uh-huh.
They definitely gave the best song Oscar to the boring Barbie song, not the fun Barbie song. The people's champ is I'm Just Ken.
And you think it's the better, the more Oscar-worthy song?
I'm Just Ken, absolutely. What are you humming when you walk out of the theater? You're not humming the Billie Eilish song.
Right, no, it was fun. I don't know there were any particular upsets. Emma Stone wins, and that was sort of, was she favored?
That was a minor upset. Lily Gladstone was favored. That was the one upset I picked when I picked stuff on that other show.
Uh-huh.
So I actually got that one right, but it was not a huge upset. The odds were fairly flat between those two.
Was Divine Joy Randolph, was that an upset, or was she the favorite?
No, she and Robert Downey Jr. were heavy favorites.
Best Picture seemed sort of obvious. A lot of it was.
I was glad, and this is really getting into the weeds of Oscar awards, but I was glad to see the Zone of Interest win Best Sound. That is a we've been paying attention vote, because that sound is extraordinary in that movie, and the way it is used is extraordinary, and that's like a real Like, I think typically with, like, those categories, you're just voting for whatever movie you like best or whatever. That is a real, like, we paid attention to the way sound worked in this movie, and this movie needed to get this particular award. So that was good to see.
Did you like John Mulaney's introduction to the sound award?
Oh, the whole Field of Dreams thing? Yeah, yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of rambling aside. Yeah.
So, all right, there you go. All right, the Grizzlies, let's see. Dejan Giroux and Wenyen Gabriel. Who are these?
I think that's 28 now. I'm pretty sure that's 28. I was not doing the math, redoing the math from my hotel room, but right. I think I noted when it was. I noted it was 26, and that was before Gabriel and Giroux. So I think 28 is now tied for the third time in like the last 10 years. They've hit 28. Of course, hitting 28 this year is sort of the. I sort of joked with John Hollinger about this. Like the first time they did it when Hollinger was here, that was like the Babe Ruth of lineup. Records, and then the next time when it was two-way contracts, that was sort of the Roger Maris. Uh-huh. This is definitely in McGuire, Sosa, Bonds territory at this point with all the with three two-way contracts and all the other stuff.
Dejan Giroux and Wenyen Gabriel. So are they losing?
Wenyen Gabriel is a journeyman. He's bounced around for several years. He was with the Lakers for a while. I mean, that's just a guy, at this point, like, it's not really notable. They're just trying to fill out their roster and get through the season. That guy is almost certainly does have a future with the Grizzlies. He's just there to fill out the roster as they get through the season. The Giroux guy, you know, he was on Memphis Hustle, so he's a younger guy. Like, is he someone who they could consider for a two-way next season? Maybe. Yeah, we'll see.
No point guard, 16 turnovers, just 21 assists. Gigi had a whatever. He had a 30-point night.
Career high.
First start, career high. But as you point out, you pointed this out when he was hitting everything, that was not typical of his history. And before last night, he was 9 of 34 over his previous three games. Where are we on the continuing progression of Gigi?
Yeah, I don't think anything has changed all that much. He's a very exciting prospect. He's a very high ceiling. There's lots of reason to be excited about him and to put a lot of resources into his development for the Grizzlies. We do not know where his three-point shooting will settle, or frankly, if it will settle. I mean, you know, with the Jaren Jackson Jr., it's been all over the place for 5 or 6 years as a three-point shooter. And then I'll go back to what I said early on when he first emerged, which you know, I got pushback on. But, like, you can't count on him to be a top 6-7 player on the team next season. You want to build a team that you think can go deep in the playoffs without him, and then if he pushes his way into that mix next season, that's great.
Yeah.
But you don't count on that. It's too soon to count on that, given the aspirations they have.
Laravia with 13 points. Again, this is in a 124-93 win by Oklahoma City that they trailed by 38 at one point. So, but whatever. Fourth straight game in double figures. Here's a question. Over the next 10 years, who's going to win more titles, and which team would you rather be a fan of, Oklahoma City or San Antonio?
Oh, that's a good question. I thought you were going to do Oklahoma City versus the Grizzlies. You know, I mean, San Antonio has got the higher ceiling player. Oklahoma City has got the better team, and it's a young team. And I'd have to go back and look at, like, their draft situation. I think they're both in the plus on that category. I think the Thunder may be in better shape there. I kind of go with the Thunder because it's not as contingent on one player, and not only does that help you stability wise because it's and for the obvious reasons, but also there's the injury thing, you know. And so I'm going to go as good as Victor Wembanyama is. We remember Anthony Davis in New Orleans. We remember Kevin Garnett in Minnesota. Like, you got to build a team around these guys, even the very best of the best.
And yet you tend to only win a title with the best of the best, right? I mean, we've seen that too.
Yeah, that's a good point. And so I guess if you're saying, like, who wins the most playoff games over the next however many years, I'm going to definitely say Oklahoma City. Who wins the most titles? It's almost like a kind of a different kind of question. But I don't know. I still hold out hope that, like, the well-constructed team. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to finish top five in the MVP vote this year. So it's not like this is not quite that Pistons team that broke through. Like, I don't think they had anyone who ever finished top five in an MVP vote that I remember. And who knows what the ceiling of Holmgren is and Jalen Williams. I mean, these guys are pretty young. So I'm going to lean Oklahoma City on your question, but it's a legit question.
If I had said Oklahoma City and Grizzlies, with all due respect, that's obvious now, right? Like, I mean, I'm not saying the Grizzlies can't catch them again, depending.
I don't think it's overwhelming, but I think any reasonable answer to that question is Oklahoma City. Yeah.
We had Dan Devine on before you, and Dan has just written and did a podcast about New Orleans and how, in fact, they're becoming pretty interesting.
They're winning now.
They are. You and I actually, what I said was, the way I phrased it, I said my 10 o'clock guest, Chris Harrington, is not a believer, almost by policy, in New Orleans. And
I am not.
Have you wavered at all? Yeah.
No. I mean, they've had great stretches and better stretches in the regular seasons. I am not going to believe in that team until I see them in a competitive second-round playoff series. And so that will be when I believe in that team, when that happens.
And is it partly – I mean, it's one of the things that we've talked about that makes sense about the Grizzlies, and for reason for hope going forward, is that the Grizzlies' lineup in the end makes sense. New Orleans doesn't make – honestly, in a different way. Boston's, of course, makes sense in its own way now because they're awesome. But – compared to Denver, doesn't, you know, it, again, like, doesn't, is that the fundamental objection that it's brand?
There are questions about Boston in terms of offensive execution and tight games in the playoffs because of their lineup, through their makeup, but they're a super elite defense. And so like they have that foundation, like that lineup makes all the sense in the world on defense. It's super elite. And then on offense, only at the very highest level do you start to have some questions. The Thunder, the Pelicans have tended to be pretty good defensively statistically, but they're not Boston, you know? And so I think I question the ultimate upside of that team on both sides of the floor.
Go enjoy Nashville. Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.